Light in the darkness, the coming king and the promise of peace, Isaiah 9-13. By Russell Sherard. Narrated by Artificial Intelligence, Eric. Have you ever felt like the world is stuck in a long, heavy night? Wars rage, leaders fail, and hope feels thin. That's exactly the atmosphere Isaiah steps into in chapters 9-13, and then God flips on a light that still shines today. Today's Read the Bible in a Year reading, August 7, takes us through Isaiah 9-13 in the King James Version. These chapters are packed with both sobering judgment and breathtaking hope. You can read or listen with superior audio right here, https://tinyurl.com/yk9yhn9r. A Child Who Changes. Everything Isaiah 9 opens with one of the most powerful contrasts in Scripture. People walking in deep darkness suddenly see a great light. Then comes the announcement that still stops hearts cold, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9 verse 6. Let that sink in. The ultimate answer to human chaos isn't another political system or military power. It's a child, fully God, fully man, who will carry the weight of the world on his shoulders. In a culture still searching for someone strong enough to lead, this ancient promise feels more relevant than ever. From judgment to a world remade. Chapter 10 reminds us that God takes sin seriously. He used Assyria as a tool of discipline, yet he also promised to preserve a remnant. God never abandons his people, even when he allows hard seasons. Then Isaiah 11 paints a picture so beautiful it almost feels impossible. A branch will grow from the line of Jesse. This future king will rule with perfect justice, and creation itself will be transformed. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, and a little child will lead them. The knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth, as the waters cover the sea. This isn't wishful thinking. It's a guaranteed future under the Prince of Peace. A song you can sing today. Right after these sweeping visions, Isaiah 12 breaks into pure praise. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust, and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song, he also is become my salvation. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Isaiah 12 verses 2-3. Salvation isn't just a future event, it's a deep well you can draw from right now. Joy. Trust. Strength. That's the invitation. Empires rise and fall. Chapter 13 turns a sober eye toward Babylon. The day of the Lord is coming, and no human empire, no matter how powerful, will stand forever. God's purposes always outlast the strongest kingdoms of this world. What this means for you. Isaiah 9-13 holds two truths in perfect tension: God judges sin, and God keeps his promises of redemption. The same God who brings nations low is the one who sent a child to be our Prince of Peace. As you read or listen today, let these questions settle in your heart. Where do you feel the darkness most right now? How does the promise of this child speak into that place? What would change if you truly believed the government rests on his shoulders, not yours? How does the vision of a restored creation fuel the way you hope and pray? These chapters don't just inform us, they invite us to lift our eyes. Take a few quiet minutes today to read or listen to Isaiah 9-13 in the King James Version. The superior audio makes every word come alive. https://tinyurl.com/yk9yhn9r. The light that broke through in Isaiah's day is still shining. Step into it. About the author. Russell Sherard was born in Ruston, Louisiana, near Shreveport. He spent most of his childhood and youth in Greenville, South Carolina. After graduating from high school, he attended college in Pasadena, California, home of the famous Rose Bowl parade and game. It was there that he met his wife, Betty. The couple has now been married for 57 years and has three adult daughters. The family currently resides in Sacramento, California, Russell spent more than 30 years working in information technology for a major HMO. When the economy declined and his position was outsourced to IBM, just 2 years before he would have been eligible for full retirement, he chose to retire early, looking for a way to supplement his Social Security income. Russell began writing for the Amazon Kindle. He now has 24 books available in the Amazon Kindle store. Wanting additional avenues to share his work, he also opened an online bookstore on PayHip, where readers can find some of his most popular titles. You are invited to visit his store. https://payhip.com/christiannonfictionbookstore